time I hear this, I think of Horrible Bosses. Is there a great scene in Horrible Bosses where they decide to kill their bosses? Now there was a time. How do you like me now? Back at the Steve Cochran Show, and my friend Mark Doyle's here, looking fabulous. How you doing, buddy?
Hello, Steve.
Rags of Honor is an organization that you started to help get vets off the street, because we should never have homeless vets. Not now, not ever. And you're now in year three. In a brand new location.
10,000 square feet, compliments of David's store to AAR.
Which is great. And a lot of exciting changes coming up. We'll talk more about Rags in a second. But a lot of people have helped you get there. There have been a lot of partners along the way, and you've met a lot of cool people through this endeavor. That's the thing about Rags, and Ross can speak to this too, but when you hear the mission, when you hear what you guys are trying to do, I mean, people may not know about it, but when they hear about it, they go, well, yeah, I'm in. I'll do whatever I can to help. And that was the case with your friend who you brought in today.
Yes, my dear friend Catalin from POW Chicago is not only my friend, she is also one of the most accomplished women I know, one of the most accomplished people in the physical fitness business in Chicago. And when I started, the first thing she said is, how do we help? And she exclusively buys all of her gear for POW Chicago from us. At Christmas time, she does a drive for veterans. She makes sure that our ladies and men who work for me have sweaters and jackets and hats and whatever they need. And in addition to being one of the most established and experienced martial artists and fitness professionals,
she could kill you with her bare hands.
She could, actually. Yeah. She's a black belt in karate, black belt in taekwondo.
You don't want to fight with her, but she could kill you with her bare hands.
The first woman to be a Krav Maga instructor in Chicago.
I don't even know what it means, and it sounds dangerous.
It's the Israeli fighting system. So she could kill us all.
She could kill us all and other nations.
At the break and just come back and finish the show.
You're the same as everybody in regards to hearing about Mark and hearing about Rags. You were all over it. But you mind talking about your business for a second?
Sure.
So what is the Parisi Speed School?
So we're actually now the first Parisi Speed School in the city of Chicago. And there are about 85 locations in the United States and overseas. And it's a sports performance program focused on developing youth athletic skills. And it's a speed program that is a signature program, that their program is so well respected that it has been adopted by the NFL as the official active dynamic warm-up to prep their athletes. And they actually use elements of Parisi for running combines.
So speed and agility, different things?
They are. Speed and agility are different things. We have
linear speed. So you can be quick, but not necessarily fast.
You could be quick but not be able to stop or change directions.
Okay.
So linear speed, think about just running down a track, 500 meters, versus running down a football field, and at 10, you got to cut left, and then you make it 5 more yards, you got to, backpedal right. That's
so
a change of direction.
Full speed package. This is a way to change those directions, the way to make cuts, the way to do things, and the way it applies to a normal person, a regular person.
Absolutely.
Is overall physical fitness, care of your joints, being able to do those kind of things without blowing out your ACL.
And that's a really important part of what we do, is there's so much thoughtful training and systematic training that we do with these kids that we're also there to set them up to avoid injuries in their athletic career. Their athletic career could be from 8 to 14, which is an important time for, you can't downplay that 6-year period. That's a huge asset for a child. But something that's interesting to know is that, so there's more kids in America right now participating in sports than any other country in the world. But they are the least fit and the most obese of any other youth population.
How do those two add up? We're just eating the wrong stuff?
There's a little bit of that, and the fact that we're relying on their sport team practices to get them conditioned and prep their body.
Okay.
Now, one other thing that's back to the injuries is that there's more injuries and surgeries for youth in America than at any other any other point in American youth history.
Sure.
So what that's saying is that kids are going out and playing soccer, then they join a traveling team, but they're not working on their athletic skill sets, their foundation, which is what makes us move in a healthy manner without having to have ACL surgery or, 12 sessions of tendonitis PT at age 10.
You know, it's funny, too. I was looking through a brochure, and I get it because kids are so out of shape now. But when I see flexibility as a goal for kids, because you think kids are all Gumby bodies.
No.
But when kids get to be even a little bit older, and certainly when they start to approach puberty, a lot of that flexibility goes away quickly, right?
Absolutely. And part of it is flexibility is not really healthy if there's no strength component to it.
Right.
So if the joint doesn't have stability.
See, Dave, I told you. Dave does his stretch Armstrong routine and tries to impress me. Dave, you got to lift, baby. You got to lift.
Is it too much, though? I mean, do you see a lot of parents saying, which is great, but trying to say, I'm going to have my kids play soccer and baseball and football and track and too many activities instead of maybe picking two and focusing on them with the
and doing
with
on the right
conditioning?
Way.
Yeah.
I think that we can't rely any longer on schools and team coaches to be completely responsible for the physical education element of a child. We have kind of set physical education. Those are two very important words. Physical. Movement is important to our body, and as humans, we need to move on a daily basis to be healthy, to stimulate all sorts of things. Healthy hormone release, energy, stress. I mean, that applies to seven-year-olds, too.
Sure.
And then there's education. The kids are missing out on that educational component that we all take for granted in this room, where we, you know, went to gym class and did frog leaps across the room. You know what frog leaps helps you do? Keeps you mobile and teaches you how to bend your knees and burst. You know, you can't skip out on that and then think you're going to walk into a class at 36 years old and start with frog jumps.
Sure.
And your body's not going to be
hurt. As a matter of fact, anybody listening to the show right now, stop your car and do a squat thrust. Go ahead. I dare you. The cool thing about this program is the Jumpstart 7 to 11-year-olds gets kids in the right mind frame to step up to the total performance part, which is a nice complement to whatever team activity you're doing or just great physical fitness. So for families that want to hear more about what you're doing, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
They can reach out to us in the West Loop directly at chicagoparisi.com, or they can look for us by finding POW Gym Chicago.
POW as in P-O-W?
P-O-W.
All right. Now, I know what a big supporter you are of Rags, and I know one of the things that Mark has wanted to do, and Mark, speak to this, if you would, please, a performance line for athletes coming up. And Kat's going to help you do that.
She is. She's going to be our first early adopter of the Rags of Honor performance line. It's going to be all made in America dry fit. Unlike Under Armour, which has a great product and he's built a great company, none of it's made in America. We found a great guy up in Minneapolis, and we are going to launch a women's and men's line of performance wear, and Catalin's going to roll it out at POW.
And made in America.
All made in America. A brand new logo for us, our performance wear logo, printed by veterans, made in America. And you can find it at POW.
All right. So, again, the important thing to remember is to take care of your kid and encourage your kid to be physically fit and physically active. If your kid's serious about sports or you just want your kid to stay healthy, I think both of those work. ChicagoParisi.com, Chicago, P-A-R-I-S-I. Got a phone number you want to throw out as well?
Sure. 312-829-7699.
And Ross Cochran does a lot of work with Rags as well. What are we focusing on with Rags today?
I would say two things. If you can donate directly to Rags by going on to our GoFundMe campaign, it's gofundme.com/ragsofhonor. And then also, if you are a business owner, if you small, medium, or large business, and you have a way to come alongside Rags, the way POW Chicago has, the way the Blackhawks have.
If you have any shirts at all, if you ever use shirts for your softball team, for incentives, for clients, anything at all, if you've got a shirt need.
Yeah, basically the one people Rags can't help right now are nudist colonies. But beyond that.
Mm-hmm. Have you thought about that? Have you thought about the fact that you're not working
with
nudist
colonies? We'll
be
launching a line next week. This is awesome news. Thank you.
All right. So how do we get all the rigs?
You can.
How do we order?
Yeah, you can go online to order from shop.ragsofhonor.us. You can contact me directly at Rags if you're an organization, ross@ragsofhonor.us, or Mark, the founder, mark@ragsofhonor.us.
All right. We're back after this, 720 WGN.